residential or commercial. Fire and Ice Heating and Air, 334-429-2710. Certification number 18183.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Well, we know the who. The question is...
Why?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It was six.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. We're hearing from some survivors of a deadly shooting at an iconic summer festival.
He just started turn around, just shooting and walking towards our tent. And then we ran.
At the Gilroy Garlic Festival in California Sunday, four people found dead, including the suspected gunman.
Some festival goers say another person was with him, and a manhunt with police helicopters and canine units continues for a second suspect. Along with shock and sadness, here in the early morning hours here in Gilroy, there is also a sense of unease with the possibility of an accomplice still on the loose.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. Police say the suspects cut through fencing to avoid going through metal detectors. And some Democrats slamming the president's choice to replace Dan Coats as director of national intelligence. Senator Chuck Schumer saying Texas Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe was chosen for his blind loyalty. This is Fox News.
Average person thinks about sex 8 times a day. See that? I made you think about sex. I did it again. We know for some people, not thinking about it is hard. It starts with your morning breakfast, whether you're making bacon or slinging sausage. On your commute, you might need to stop for gas at the pump. Then by the time you get to work, you need to take that hottie from accounting into the supply closet and refill a paper towel roll, if you know what I mean. I mean sex. That's 7 times. That means you only have one more time to think about, well, you know.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Beginning of another radio broadcast with just enough time for a few moments of chit-chat. Here's Greg Budell doing his morning warm-up exercises.
Mr. Gub, 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 Gub.
And Jay Scott is raring to go.
News Talk, who's this?
Emily Hayes, how was your weekend? She must have caught that Batman marathon over on MeTV. Here's Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas. Next time you go away, we want to help with the weather. Maybe you can train us.
You said Uranus.
No, I did not. Well, it looks like everyone's ready. Emily, you get the last word. And she did that without really using any words. Stand by for 3 men.
Yeah!
And a lady.
Isn't it amazing how somebody isn't even here and can be... Welcome to Two Men and a Lady, but we do have Rich Thomas with us, digitally speaking. I just talked to Triple 1 FM at 6:12. Welcome to Monday.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Here's Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Pretty routine forecast as we end the month of July with more hot temperatures. Today and tomorrow, a good bit of sun, high temperature near 95, heat index near 100, only widely scattered afternoon storms, but they'll be rather isolated, few and far between. Lows tonight around 72. I think there'll be more spotty storms around Wednesday and Thursday, but the better rain chances hold off till around Friday and Saturday, highs in the middle 90s each day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Why are you so down? It's Monday.
Yeah, but it's also
National.
Lasagna Day?
Let me turn that frown upside down.
Oh.
Two words, lasagna.
I'm making you lasagna.
Breakfast lasagna.
I love lasagna.
There, isn't that better?
Yeah, still Monday, though.
But it's also showtime.
And welcome back at 6:13. Had an amazingly, by the way, Rich's blog is on my Facebook page, and couldn't help but notice that they're watching something in the tropics, and the cone of doom on this thing.
What? The cone of uncertainty?
Is, I call it the cone of doom, is aimed right at Gooseville.
Say, not that landmass between Louisiana and Alabama. Do y'all remember that, when they couldn't think of the name for Mississippi? And they called it that landmass between Louisiana and Alabama?
No,
oh, man, I do, Roll Tide.
Mm-hmm.
War Eagle.
What?
I'm just filling in for Rich.
Rich knows better now.
All right, we have our most electrifying story of the morning coming up.
You okay?
that was a distinct tone change.
Yeah, it's...
like I entered Disney World for a second there and Goofy showed up.
That was helium. You guys have a good weekend? Do anything memorable, exciting? You went to the new pizza place, I hear.
Well, yeah, in between painting the house, yeah. That pizza place is freaking ridiculous. As in, amazing.
Good, because we're having a freebie there tomorrow night, and you can get your invitations to that this afternoon.
Everybody that wants...
Yes.
I'm telling you, that's some of the best pizza I've had in my life. And those cheese sticks were phenomenal.
Yes. Thank you for sending me that picture.
I mean, I didn't want to brag or whatever, but I wanted to brag.
I love cheese sticks.
Sticks! Of course.
But right now, I can only eat the topping.
Oh, that's right. Ooh, yeah. What are you going to do? Let me just tell you about... the pizza, because I love veggies on pizza.
Yes.
And these veggies are finely chopped. Like, it reminds me of a thing that we had when I worked at Godfather's when I was a kid, where, you know, you'd slice the green peppers or the onion or whatever, but then you'd put them into this thing and pull a lever down, and it would perfectly, like, cube them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you eat your pizza, you're not stringing along an onion or stringing along a green pepper. It's amazing!
Well, we're glad to hear that. Now... what do we have to give away today?
I mean, just our usual stuff. Nothing special.
Yeah?
I mean, you know what I mean. Nothing.
It's special because we're
nothing out of the ordinary. No concert tickets or baseball. Wait a second. Biscuit tickets.
Biscuit tickets for which game?
Tonight. Yes.
All right.
And then later on this week, we'll have tickets to give away, I think, for either Friday or Saturday's game. I'll have to check. But the tickets we give away for today will be for tonight's game. They had the shortest game in Biscuit's history the other night.
What?
I'm kidding.
An hour and 45 minutes.
Wow.
Yes.
Against the Barons?
Against the Barons.
Did they win?
I think they did. I don't remember.
You just remember that it was the shortest game?
Yes.
So they played the Barons. When did they play the Kembles? First corny joke of
it's
the
a news and views
yeah,
joke.
Yeah, it is. It's
good. Yep. We are at 16 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Already?
We are in the process, having seen some club-over-the-head electric bills, of working on adding insulation in our attic. It's just, well, Rick Clark, Dr. Rick Clark, I should say, gave the diagnosis. He said, I got to fix the fan in the attic and a couple of other things, but your insulation is pathetic. So, Masterphone to the rescue. Because if I'm going to invest in more insulation, I want something that's really going to work and not that puffy, phony stuff that fills the grooves but doesn't really do much to lower the attic temperature, and that's critical to lowering your electrical costs. And Master Foam is, without question, the best insulation out there, and a product, if you invest in this, you're going to get your money back and substantially lower. It's not like a trickle of money over many years that repays it. It's instant savings on electric costs. Want to learn more? Talk to our buddy Wade Cannon at Master Foam, 802-FOAM, or learn more at master-foam.com. Got your local news and our most electrifying story of the day. Next.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Happening today, Pike County authorities will update us on the investigation into a deadly armed robbery in Brundage. 30-year-old Neil Kumar was shot and killed during the robbery at the Gulf gas station on Highway 10 last week. Right now, no arrests have been made. Authorities say they're seeing an alarming rise in gun violence against Alabama law enforcement officers. Three Alabama police officers were killed in the first half of this year. Last week, Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill into law making murdering a first responder a capital offense. And a memorial service will be held this week for an Alabama prison search dog that died after helping authorities during a contraband search. The Alabama Department of Corrections says Jake will be honored on Tuesday. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right, I think this is a pretty good idea. It's another one of those silly petitions, but it's gaining a lot of momentum to officially change the date of Halloween from wherever it falls to the final Saturday in October. There's a whole movement behind this. 100,000 signatures at airtime. Your comments will be welcome after this brief, silly bit.
Adults in every town wait for Halloween all year round. It sucks when it's on a weekday, so here's our petition to say, let's move Halloween, let's move Halloween. On Saturdays we can party all night. Let's move Halloween. I don't want to deal between drink or treat from nightfall to the morning light. No weekdays, it would be a dream if we could move Halloween.
I am the dude who is working all week, but on Saturdays I can be a freak.
I'm the girl who's basically a nun, but on Halloween I could get drunk.
Let's move Halloween, let's move Halloween. Saturday, 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 Saturday.
All right, there are already Halloween products out on display at Target and one other store.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah,
So we actually got to play that for the first time a little earlier this year because of the story. What do you think? I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea, too, but I'm also not hurt that it falls whenever it falls.
Yeah, I'm I'm really fine with however it falls. Halloween, I don't necessarily, I like the holiday, or I guess if it's a holiday, whatever you want to call it, I like it, but I tend to celebrate it the entire month of October rather than just on that specific day. So it doesn't matter to me which way it gets moved. However, there are people who do celebrate that as an actual holiday, and for them, it will not be moved.
Well, the Reformation is also in October as well.
Right. It's tied to...
A concert?
The Reformation... No.
Something like Woodstock 50.
Come see the Reformation and his band.
By the way, there is news about Woodstock 50.
Oh, Lord.
And the Cheap and Trashy coming up a
little
bit later.
Can't be good news.
good guess.
Because they haven't had good news.
It's not even... First of all, they have given up on having it anywhere near the original Woodstock. They moved it to nearby Maryland. And now there's other complications. And right now there's only one band that is ready to play, even though there probably isn't going to be anything to play at. That said, got our first look at the roads. I am not only the substitute timeline host today, but your substitute teacher in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. And we're going to salute a celebrity who croaked on this date a few years ago. Tasteful.
Montgomery Skywatch, looking around the river region and getting your morning started with an accident. That's right, on the Atlanta Highway right in front of Fraser Church, we already have an accident this morning. Be careful there. If you're on the boulevard, everything is moving along smoothly. No delays on the 31s, and the interstates are both up at a speed limit ride. Let's be really careful as we get our work week started. For just 10 cents, a thin dime, and your good credit, you can drive away in anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Find a dime in the couch and then get your ride at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in at night wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food, and we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Yes! Yes, we do buy diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum. Yes, we do buy or trade. Yes, we do buy diamonds, coins, Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Chicken Salad Chick ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Chicken Salad Chick. Chicken Salad Chick. Spread joy. Enrich lives. Serve others. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's Public Schools. From Chicken Salad Chick and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace. replace locks, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well...
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I have come to love this show. Shark Week at 6:28 on News Talk 93.1 FM with the timeline for July 29th. I'm your substitute and mediocre replacement for Rich, Greg Boudreau. On this date, 129 years ago in 1890, Vincent Van Gogh died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound in Auvers, France. 65 years ago in 1954, the pretentious J.R.R. Tolkien published The Fellowship of the Ring, the first of the ponderous Lord of the Rings trilogy. 1958, NASA was created 9 months after Russia launched the first Sputnik. 9 months. And having watched the Smithsonian Channel and seen Ariel Sputnik and a few other things, that really did set off a mini panic in this country.
Did, yeah.
Knowing that there was something orbiting the planet that was not ours, and what were they going to do with it?
Could it kill us from up there?
All right. This date, 53 years ago, in 1966, Bob Dylan was injured in a motorcycle accident near his home in, ironically, Woodstock, New York. And we have some audio from that wreck here. Let me see if I can cue this up and get it going. Do you like that? It was weak, but it's Monday. All right, 45 years ago in 1974, one of the nicest pop stars I've ever met. A lady who was graceful and charming and so down to earth and nice, especially when she left the Mamas and Papas and went on her solo career. This date, 1974, Mama Cass Elliott was found dead from a heart attack. And again, you know, the old thing, she did not choke on a ham sandwich. No, I'm not going to use that sound effect. I said, would it be bad?
Oh, which one are you talking about?
I thought it would be bad form if we did, you know, the snots thing, but I'm not going to do that. That would be disrespecting somebody I really admired, because she was awesome. What's weird about this, beyond the ham sandwich story that won't go away,
right, yeah,
is that she died in the same apartment as Keith Moon of The Who.
Yep.
And that apartment was owned by Harry Nilsson. So it's important that when you're featuring School of Broadcasting students, a story or an item about an artist on a benchmark day, in this case, the end of the life of Mama Cass Elliott, it's appropriate you find something that maybe more than any other song highlights the remarkable vocal skills of this woman so much, I'm going to play the whole damn thing as soon as it starts.
All of it. Coming up right now, maybe, or so?
You never know what you're going to get from YouTube, you know?
Should be playing by now. Is the button not pressed?
Did you push the button?
Which one am I looking for?
The button.
Let's see, what does it say? Yeah, it should be. Is A pressed in or B?
Is it should be in program?
No. There should be an... Is there an A or a B up at the top? It should be an A.
It's an A.
Well, then... I hear it. I barely hear it.
Oh, me too.
Maybe it's one of those that...
Like, I can hear faintly.
Let's try this one.
Faintly. No. Can't hear anything now.
Mm-mm.
Nothing. Well. I don't know why.
Well... Poopy chickens.
This song is so good. You'd really love it. It was in the old category, but I can't fetch it from the system.
Well, what are we going to do?
You sure program doesn't have to be in?
Yeah, program needs to be in, too.
Well, that's what I asked you, and you said no.
No, I wanted to make sure it was in either A or B. Yeah, there. We can hear it now. There.
Brown cow, the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy white dog. That's racist. 6:32 with the mamas and papas.
Words of love, so soft and tender, won't win a girl's heart anymore. If you love her, then you must send her somewhere where she's never been before. Worn out phrases and longing gazes won't get you where you are.
Cass Elliott with background vocals by Howard Dean. That's such a great song.
First time I've ever heard it.
It was the big fuss this day, 1981. Charles and Lady Di married before 2,500 guests. A worldwide audience of 700 million around the world. And in Fort Lauderdale, a local disc jockey named Greg Boudel found dead ringers for both of them. I found a guy that looked so much like Prince Charles. I had to do a double take because we had a contest. And we reenacted the wedding, the night of the wedding, for everybody who was pissed off that they didn't get an invitation. It was one of the best. 1,500 people jamming into a nightclub. I got to play Prince Philip. I had a Navy uniform on and no underwear.
Oh, Lord.
All right. This year, this is a significant date. 19 years ago, Brad Pitt married Jennifer Aniston, beginning 19 years of tabloid angst over whose heart was broke and who was the jerk and why she's still lonely and probably still a virgin, too, because I don't think she's...
Who even says that stuff?
All right. Let's see. Today is National Lasagna Day. 32 days until Labor Day weekend. Celebrity birthdays on this date. Among people whose names I recognize. Tim Gunn is 66.
Oh!
Yeah, we got a little tribute to him later.
Make it work.
I'm mentioning Roz Kelly being 76 only because I know that name. Not Kelly, but Roz. I actually know Kelly,
too. You
know
a Kelly?
I sure do. And this would have been... Peter Jennings, let's see, 62 plus. He would have been 81 today, Peter Jennings.
Oh,
how old's his hairpiece?
Did he have one?
Was he the one that had the hairpiece? Is that who I'm thinking of? Or is that Sam Donaldson? It's Sam Donaldson.
Sam Donaldson. That was
Sam Donaldson is who I'm thinking of.
And his eyebrows were something, too. Yeah, they rivaled Larry Hagman's.
They were very disturbing, those eyebrows.
Oh.
And he always looked angry.
He looked like that guy from the Muppets, the Eagle.
And that is your timeline for July 29th.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Good morning, everybody. Pretty routine forecast as we end the month of July with more hot temperatures. Today and tomorrow, a good bit of sun, high temperature near 95, heat index near 100, only widely scattered afternoon storms, but they'll be rather isolated, few and far between. Lows tonight around 72. I think there'll be more spotty storms around Wednesday and Thursday, but the better rain chances hold off till around Friday and Saturday, highs in the middle 90s each day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now. Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Montgomery Skywatch in the middle of the 6 o'clock hour, and we still see an accident on the Atlanta Highway. Police are working an accident in front of Fraser Church, so let's be careful in that area. If you are headed into town on the interstates, you're up at a speed limit ride, just be careful and watch the traffic around you. There are no major delays on the boulevard. Everybody is cruising along there okay, and we don't see any issues on the 31s this morning. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. Representation is made for the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's showtime.
All right, we're getting ready to make the connection with Rising on CBS 8 ABC 32. And our topic today is going to be movie ticket prices and whether they should be lower for movies that didn't cost as much to make. And there is a comp for this.
There's a what?
A comp.
Okay.
Meaning there's a...
I know what a comparison is.
And then later we'll talk box office from the weekend, that new Quentin Tarantino movie.
Do you
movie.
Have our numbers down for the movie?
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
These days, it's hard to get people into theaters for anything that's not a massive blockbuster like a Marvel's movie. I haven't been to see any movie lately, okay, yeah. But that might change. Here's why.
Yeah, there is talk that movie theaters might start charging different prices to see different movies. So smaller budget movies like the action comedy Stuber, which Whoa. None of us have heard of, won't cost as much as blockbusters like Avengers Endgame.
All right, we want to bring in three-minute lady over at News Talk 93.1. Happy Monday, guys.
Hey there.
Happy Monday.
Hello.
This is not... first of all, I think it's a good idea because they should charge a price. I think they'll sell more tickets for a movie that had a lower production budget. Avengers Endgame was, what, $350 million or something like that to make?
Yeah, big, yes.
So you can see, you know, they want to recoup that, so you pay a little bit more. Everybody wants to go see it. They do it in sports. Baseball, I know, for example.
Baseball.
If the Yankees are coming to play the Chicago White Sox, you're going to pay a little more for a good seat. The White Sox?
Let him have his thing.
I'm a big White Sox fan.
No, that's cool. There's nothing wrong with the White Sox. South Side, that's where I'm... I don't know if you know this. I'm from Chicago originally.
Really?
And I
never heard that.
And I used to go to 35th and Shields all the time.
Got hit by a bus trying to get to a game.
Well, no, it was the
or
Cub
tickets.
No, I got that was for a Cub game at Wrigley Field.
It was a Cub game.
Get it right.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
So
what you get for being a Cubs fan, hit by a bus. Literally and figuratively every year.
Yeah, every year. You're not kidding. Read my magazine column this month. In August, it's called 1969, the year the Earth stood still, and it delves into that very topic. I hope you'll read it. It's pretty good, because I think it's the most amazing year that I've lived through, and I've been through, you know, like 40 or 50. Just go with it, okay? We're on. Okay. So I think this pricing structure...
Get back to movies.
Right. Yeah.
This pricing structure idea, I think, is a good one, because... What is it? How much was it to see Avengers? I don't go to those nerd movies.
$17. Am I right?
No, you just picked that number because that's the number you go with every single time. A movie ticket, depending on how you see it.
That sounded good.
If you want to see it in 3D, it's going to cost extra. If you want to see it in IMAX, it's going to cost extra. And I would say typically people are going to go see it in like a big screen like that, and so they're going to pay that extra price. And it's about $8 per person.
Yeah, you know what my grandparents did, though, when we were kids? We had to go to the dollar theater. Why not just wait till it goes to the dollar theater?
You know, they used to have those.
One thin dime will get you in the theater.
Shut up! They used to have the, you know, if a movie...
Sonny!
One of the movies I wanted to see the day it came out was Titanic. I would have paid $20 for a ticket
back then. So did every other seventh grade girl.
You need to save that one for one of your pre-recorded buttons.
I have this pre-recorded
Emily
button.
Emily is not playing this Monday morning.
Vicious this morning.
This is actually Emily.
I snort when I laugh. I'm not ashamed.
The raw, uncut version.
I'm sorry.
All right, I do want to
share.
She
was the iceberg to your Titanic story.
I didn't remember what I was going to say
I'm
now.
I'm going to weigh in on this. And I'm going to say that I think the issue with this is, and everyone knows I don't really like movies in general, so does my opinion matter? But the lower budget films, they're not going to start charging less for tickets. What's going to happen is the Marvels, the big blockbusters, they're just going to keep charging more. So this is really bad for all the movie watchers of the world.
I don't know about all of the movie watchers of the world. I don't think we're on the same page, because I feel like just because the movie costs less to make, I'm not going to then tell people like, we made this on the cheap, so you pay a little bit less. I'm going to try, you know, if all the other tickets are selling for a certain price, I'm going to sell the movie for the same price as well. And then that gives people we hear like a lot of stories about movies that made a lot of money but didn't take a lot to make, but the movies were still really good. Like I still would have paid full price to go and see it. I just think you just have to do your research better. If the movie's bad, just don't pay to see
it's
at
like
all.
It's like one of the most classic low budget films that grossed hundreds of million dollars, The Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
No.
It was just one of those.
Shot it on a camcorder, right?
Right.
I did see Titanic 8 months after it came out at a dollar theater because I just couldn't deal with the lines and the crowds.
Of the girls screaming.
Of seventh grade girls.
Why do I feel like I'm captaining that ship right now? I've got 2.5 more hours of this.
One. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Have a good Monday. If you want to hear more from Three Minute a Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1, Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Yeah, it's really rare.
That was very funny.
That I get a zinger in.
You got
on television and on the radio.
It was a good zinger.
Well, thanks. I hope you know that I...
I'm not humor impaired. Wait a minute. I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean that look you gave me? You think I am? Am I humor impaired? Just wondering.
Hey, coffee.
Yeah, I think we need a short break here at 6:45 to, let me just quickly mention, for those of you, this is summertime's perfect time to get LASIK, because things will get busy later in the year. You may not be able to squeeze it into your schedule. Not that you need to take any extraordinary amount of time off, but if, you know, the kids are at camp or, you know, got a couple of days off, why not? I mean, I would take a day off to have my vision restored to 20/20, and I would have, but unfortunately, my vision issue is not one that can be fixed with LASIK. I went to see the refractive surgery counselor at Montgomery Eye, hoping that that would be the verdict, that I would be able to get rid of the glasses and see like I was used to for 42 years before I started needing readers. Well, it just didn't work out for me because I have 2015 vision in one eye and 2200 in the other. I had something to do. I don't understand the... I just took their word for it. You got two of the most experienced board-certified corneal specialists in the country here with Dr. Swan and Shin, so you're in the best possible hands. Make the appointment to see if LASIK is for you by calling 272-2020. There's no charge for that appointment whatsoever. 272-2020 or learn more online by visiting onlinemep.com. We'll check traffic, and then we'll be back with today's cheap and trashy, including the weekend movie box office.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling our way through the Monday morning traffic, and things still look pretty good out there. It's not a bad time to be traveling. We don't have any big delays on the 31s. There's a large crowd coming out of Wetumpka, so be careful there. If you're on the interstates, everybody's up at a speed limit right, and there are no big delays on the boulevard. Watch yourself around the intersections. Haynes Ambulance is dedicated, trained, and ready to be there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving you, your family, and all of Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What's worse than your heating going out in the middle of winter? Your AC wimping out in the heat of summer. Barrett Heating and Cooling has been serving the Tri-County area since 1978. They're ready to help you when your system goes kaput. Whether you want to maintain your heating and cooling units with one of their maintenance plans or upgrade your equipment, trust Barrett to be there for you. From AC units to air purification and humidity control, trust the team at Barrett's. Call them today, 285-0014.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Shark Week.
Shark Week, to do, you could say to do, jump the shark.
Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, let's see what's big at the theater. How well did Once Upon a Time in Hollywood do compared to The Lion King? What did it ascend?
Where are our numbers, Jay?
Number one. I've got them. Got the numbers right here.
No, our numbers?
We predicted numbers on Friday.
Oh, well, we'll get to that in a second. First of all,
and number one.
Lion King, 75 million in its second week, so it's up to 350.
Number two.
And Jay gets the hit, I mean, literally hit the nail on the head. You predicted 40 million, it did 40.4.
I predicted 48.
I heard 40 because I'm deaf. So
that's not how this works. Jay didn't win. Nobody won.
What I hear is what matters.
I got the closest.
Well,
with going over.
The bottom line, it didn't do nearly as well as any of us thought. Back to the comic books and kid movies. Spider-Man did 12 million. It's up to 344 in 4 weeks. And Toy Story 4 did 10 million. It's up to almost 400 million after 6 weeks. Crawl was number five. I saw good reviews on it, but
what is Crawl?
It's about a
is that the alligator movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the alligator movie.
Sadness, friends.
What?
The voice of Minnie Mouse has passed away.
Oh.
Yep.
Rusty Taylor, is her name. She died at the age of 75.
She had other voices too.
Yes, she did.
She was on The Simpsons.
She did Pebbles Flintstone, Huey, Dewey, and Louie on DuckTales.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
Yeah. And the purple-haired twins on The Simpsons, among others. But here we go.
Oh, I'll take the greatest care of you and nurse you till you're quite better and happy again.
Wow, is that Uncle Scrooge?
Hiya, Ronald. I'm giving flying lessons.
And a rainbow ball by Louie.
If you want a sunny morning, you must give the sun a hand.
Here's a tip. Put a pinch of sage in your boots, and all day long a spicy scent is your reward.
Look at him. I bet he didn't study again. And now he's going to try to kiss up and get answers from us. He's pathetic.
That was Martin, the nerdy kid.
Ralph?
No, I said it was Martin, the nerdy kid.
Which one's Martin?
Let me,
are you sure it wasn't Ralph?
Let me Google that for you. No, it wasn't Ralph Wiggum.
It sounded like Ralph.
It News.
Yes.
It News. It Chapter 2 will be almost twice as long.
2 hours and 45 minutes. Sign me up.
Really? That, I mean.
Excuse me?
It's like, I remember I saw The Exorcist when that came out.
Mm-hmm.
And the fever over that movie was huge because everybody had read the book and everybody was spooked because it was Satan. So people were, you'd read the book and you'd put it in a drawer so that Satan couldn't come flying out of your nightstand at night. Yeah, it was just weird.
Uh-huh.
Funny thing, too, if you ever want to imitate somebody who's possessed, take a couple of quarters and put them over your eyes and just flop around. Looks pretty spooky.
Okay.
Freaky. But yeah, 2 hours and 45 minutes, I'll be there. I'll be there the Thursday night that it opens.
Along with all the seventh graders.
You know, I ain't got no shame. I'm not ashamed of it at all.
Well, the last one was 2 hours and 15 minutes.
I can do it.
I think it's a long time. All right, what do you think the...
See that?
Satan.
The Lord took your microphone away.
No, there was another force involved.
Could it be Satan? The retractable arm on Greg's microphone just retracted without any provocation.
MentalFloss.com ranked the top 15 spinoffs of all time.
Uh-huh, Frasier.
Well, it made the list, but it didn't make the top five.
Joey?
Was Parks and Rec a spinoff of The Office?
No.
Okay.
No.
Andy Griffith was number one. It was a spinoff of The Danny Thomas Show in 1960.
True.
Green Acres was number two. I was kind of happily surprised to see it. It was a spinoff of Petticoat Junction. The Jeffersons was number three, a spinoff of All in the Family.
I'll give you that one.
Another All in the Family spinoff, Maude, was number four. Mm-hmm. And Happy Days The characters, I did not know this until this morning. The
American
characters,
Graffiti?
No.
It's from a movie.
The characters American originally movies. Appeared in Love American Style, although the show
Love American Style.
The show did come out on TV not long after American Graffiti.
Yeah.
So it was all that kind of nostalgia.
You know, I watched...
Why isn't Frasier on there? Why isn't it in the top five?
I don't know. I think it should be. I was just going to say...
Don't push me.
I agree that it should have been ranked higher.
Frasier better than Cheers, possibly.
Cheers, yeah. I would agree.
Both ran for 10, 11 seasons.
I'll tell you what, I think Frasier holds up in reruns better than Cheers.
I just rewatched the whole series, and it's good.
And it's funny, none of the Law & Order spinoffs made the top 10, even though it's span. Is that past tense?
Spun?
Spun off four of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, the original one is gone. But I know why, but we don't want to talk about that now. Younger Stranger Things fans are confused by the scenes in a red room.
Yeah.
In a what?
With when Jonathan's developing film, all the younger kids that watch Stranger Things are like, what is Jonathan doing in that red room? Why is he putting those pieces of paper in water and then images are appearing?
I have no idea why they would book Jay-Z into Woodstock 50, but he, John Fogerty, who was at the original, and Dead & Company, what's left of the Grateful Dead, all announced they were backing out this weekend from Woodstock 50. The only act that still says they're playing the Zombies. And tickets still haven't gone on sale. And also kind of interesting is that Bob Seger is proud that this song sold so many trucks.
Stand an arrow straight, like a rock.
It took him a few years to...
Is it Chevy?
Yeah, give permission to Chevy to use that song. But it worked. It sold a lot of trucks, and people got jobs, and yada, yada, yada. And here's Steve on the phone.
Good morning there, morning gang. How's everybody this morning?
All right.
I love y'all picture on Facebook. Beautiful picture.
Oh.
The one that looks like WKRP.
Yeah. It's fun time.
That's what Greg changed his cover photo to after he got rid of his campaign.
His campaign banner.
Yeah, his campaign banner.
Greg, I'd vote for you in a heartbeat, my friend.
I appreciate that. And I really do want to run. But, man, you got to have money. I don't even know
if you really got to have money.
I don't think you can. I don't think I could keep this job either.
You should do a campaign breakfast.
And why go through all that heartburn, that right?
Yeah.
I wanted to, I was number 41 on Friday. I picked up my Don Duncan, The Works,